the one thing you have to say when you have a bad day like that is literally take a second out to see how far you've come and how you got there. And you got there by having some of them bad days.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. As you know, this is Esprit Devora on Twitter, Women in Tech Show. And I have been doing these incredible interviews here in Dublin, Ireland, at Workbench, which is a collaborative workspace for tech influencers and entrepreneurs here in Ireland, hosted by, it's funny because when I was talking to Heather earlier, who I'm sitting with now, I said, how should I say? Should I say hosted by? Should I say provided by? Like, what word should I use? But essentially, Workbench is inside the Bank of Ireland, and I'm at the location at Trinity College, and it is really cool. Definitely. If you're in Dublin, go to Trinity College. It's a gorgeous campus. And make sure to stop by Workbench and ask for Heather and say hello. They've been really supportive in the Women in Tech podcast, and it's been great doing all the interviews here today. And I'm very lucky that Heather herself, who is the branch manager, is a tech enthusiast.
Yeah, hi. Pleased to be here and have you here. I feel like I'm the guest more so. It's been brilliant having you here today. An absolutely pleasure to have you all and see so many women that are into technology to be here.
Isn't that cool?
It's inspiring, isn't it? So thoroughly enjoyable to have you here. So thanks for coming.
It's so cool. And so before we get into your own personal passion for technology, which I'm really excited to explore, tell me a little bit about where I've been sitting all day and why this exists.
Yeah, so Bank of Ireland, obviously everything's going technology based. So instead of closing branches or doing anything like that, what we want to do is get involved in the communities and help the way it's obviously progressing, and that is ultimately technology. So we're moving with the times rather than being left behind. And the cry for help from businesses and companies and startups is places to work while they're starting up, because obviously they don't have the resources. So here in Bank of Ireland in Trinity Branch, we're the most central location you have for anybody to come in, use the space, collaborate together, use the technology we have here for free, tea, coffee, all catered for, and it's very homely as well. And so everybody can obviously network as well. So it's all under the one roof. We provide as much support as we can in the sense of any banking needs as well. Obviously, we're still a bank, but we're also here to help companies in the sense of getting connections or their space or their resources or doing what we can. We literally do anything we can.
It's so cool. And even some of the founders that I've interviewed today have had, here you call it overdraft. In the States, we call it credit lines. With the Bank of Ireland. So it was kind of cool to see it come full circle. And, you know, a lot of the interviews today were thanks to Jean Murphy, who's an entrepreneur in residence here at the Bank of Ireland. So it's just through and through been an incredible experience discovering the Bank of Ireland workbench culture. Like, I've loved it. So let's get into your history on technology. When did you first discover that you were interested in tech?
A very young age. I don't know if you remember the VTech computers back in the day.
Tell me.
So I used to obviously started very young into VTech computers and Atari and just computer games.
What is VTech? Like video technology?
It was the smallest, most simplistic computer games you could get, but they were actually educational as well. They're actually still out there. It's a company, it's VTech. And I would have started as a child more so, and would have obviously grew into the DOS systems, the MS-DOS systems, and using them, and then building levels on Duke Nukem and different computer games. So it was more of a hobby as a kid, but something I self-taught myself HTML as a child as well, just purely for the interest of it rather than...
But how were you even exposed to it? Did your parents bring it home or was it in school? Like, how did you find it?
Myself and my brother were quite computer geeks back in the day. We would have been quite different as kids in the sense that we were very into computers when computers weren't about. And our parents now are so nice to obviously get us computers when computers weren't really around. And we had the MS-DOS system, obviously, to start with, taught ourselves that. We used to install our own graphics cards and update it when a 32 gigabyte graphics card was unbelievable. So it was things like that were fun more so. And obviously, I grew older and ends up evolving into business then. So it's really just from a very young age I got involved.
That's incredible. And where did you take your interest in technology as you grew through the years?
As I grew, I actually went into different aspects in the sense it wasn't something that was obviously viable for me to go as a career, unfortunately. So I had to go.
Now, why wasn't it viable?
At the time, if you went into technology careers, they weren't the most sought after careers at the time.
Really?
For me, unfortunately. Yeah.
Wow.
So I went into quantity surveying. Which you do need technology for that. And then I got into banking then as well, because obviously it's more tech based. And when you see a job like this where you can help the technology and get back involved in it,
right,
it's a dream, because I was starting to get away from it with work, and it wasn't where I wanted to be. So to be back involved with startups and technology now is just amazing. You get to meet so many inspirational people and see so many amazing ideas as well.
What are some of the things that you see happening for women in tech here in Dublin?
Women in tech, the one thing about Dublin, it's a hub for startups. It's a hub for technology.
Yes, it is. I can see that.
Like, it's literally a playground. Like, it's amazing. You can knock on any of the doors of the most amazing companies. The majority of them are obviously based here. It's very good for fast tracking. If you have a good idea, you knock on the doors, literally cross the road, go to another company, and it'll literally jumpstart any career in the sense of any idea that any lady might have. I would say, in the sense of what's in it for women here, any girl with a drive that has a great idea, the resources are here, the backup's here, the caliber of education is here.
Right.
Absolutely everything's here in the sense of supporting women. So it is a fantastic city to be in.
And
that time.
And when did you start with Bank of Ireland?
I started 4 months ago, would you believe?
Oh,
yeah. So
and did you start directly with Bank of Ireland and Workbench, or was it just Bank of Ireland at first?
No, Bank of Ireland, Workbench, straight here.
So because, as I was mentioning, you guys, Workbench is really focused on the entrepreneurial and tech community. So it's not like being in a bank here. You feel like you're in an innovative space where people are collaborating together and creating.
Yeah, really. And that's exactly why I'm so happy to be working here, because you are working with people and actually genuinely helping people achieve their dreams. And as I said, like that, you're meeting the tech companies that are starting up that are inspirational,
right,
amazing ideas. And that's what it is all about here. It's not your average bank. It doesn't feel like a bank. I come in here and I'm buzzing. You don't need, like, I meet yourself today.
I know.
You know what I mean?
No, I'm telling you, like, so Gene Murphy was like, look, I work out at the Bank of Ireland in you know, Workbench, and I'm like, what, a bank? And I like look it up and I'm like, it looks like such a cool collaborative space. It looks like I could have the interviews there. And so I just go to the website and I come, and then I email, and then I'm like, maybe, like, I don't know. And so Heather and I got in touch, and they've been just like, you guys have been so accommodating.
You're
and
welcome. Thank you.
It's exceeded any expectation I could have had. Like, I've really felt comfortable and at home, and like,
well, that's
focused,
exactly what we aim for here, is like yourself or anybody else can come here and it is home.
Yeah.
And hopefully you'll come back another day and another day, and hopefully then whatever you're working on will obviously flourish then, because you've had that support here.
Totally.
And that comfort and that place to go to as
totally.
Well. So I'm glad you felt that, because that's exactly what we're looking for.
What advice could you give? I mean, you started in technology really early and you were saying that you're self-taught. So what advice can you give to people who want to learn how to code, how to get involved in tech, and they just don't even know where to get started?
That's the amazing thing. There is so many supports now, and there's actually so many free supports as well. Like, if you don't have a budget, self-teaching on the internet is actually quite simple. once you get obviously a good forum, ask lots of questions on different boards or anything. That's what I personally did. There is obviously books as well. You can buy your apps you can download to teach you different things as well. There's a lot of courses now, and that's something we obviously provide as well, is access to different courses if you're interested in doing app development or anything like that. That's all out there.
Wait, you have those courses?
We will help you. No, we don't have them, unfortunately. Oh, okay. But we will put you in contact with people to get them courses. Right. That's what we do as well, is obviously get contact for people.
You know what one thing I saw is that you guys do a lot of tech events.
The
workbench spaces.
It's the most dominant now at the moment is tech events, in the sense of companies, obviously because the city we're in, it is the best city for it. Right. So we do now, I've another event this week as well, which is another tech company, and there's a lot of that going on, but it's amazing.
Yeah. What would you say is something that you've learned about achieving your dreams?
Something I have learned. How I've learned, like being honest, and as cliche as it sounds, I'm extremely happy where I am, and this would be a dream for me, because like that I can bring out the geek in me and go in technology, and I can also keep in touch with people and meet and greet people, which is two of my personalities, which is getting behind the computer and doing my codes, but also getting out and meeting people. So to me, that what I would say taught me to get here is to be positive, be honest and open with people, and like yourself, be approachable. And people will obviously help you if you help them as well. So one deed to another is obviously giving back twofold as well. So to me, that was what I count for success, is I'm extremely positive, and I'll do what I can for anybody.
Is there some sort of like perspective that you utilize? Because I mean, we're all human, so I'm sure you've had a bad day here and there. So what's that kind of perspective that you hold on to make it past that bad day and kind of like, you know, give yourself an adjustment back to positivity?
Yeah, that obviously happens quite a bit, unfortunately. You can't deny that. The one thing you have to say when you have a bad day like that is literally take a second out to see how far you've come and how you got there. And you got there by having some of them bad days. And you have to really sum it up that way. I didn't get here in the happiest of the most go-lucky venture. There obviously was a bad day here and there, but at the end of the path, there's a great outcome. And you just have to look at that. This is where I am today. This is how I got there. And it wasn't just happy plain sailing. There was a few blood, sweat and tears as well.
You know, one thing I've been trying recently is when I feel myself get anxious and like I feel like I don't know how to make a decision in business, I'm like, stop. Close the computer. Go for a walk.
Huge.
Just stop. So, just stop trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Just go.
Your brain just gets a cloud. And actually, I'll use a funny metaphor. I'm building a Lego Technics at the moment. And like that, there's a bit that's gone wrong. And like that, I just had to walk away from it and come back to it tomorrow. Because the more you try and focus and fix it there, and then when your mind's not in it, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So as you say, go away for a little while, come back, and you'll have a fresh mind, a different view on it, and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
And it's all about being able to step away as well.
Totally. Yeah. Nothing's ever as urgent as it seems.
No.
It always feels very urgent, but it's not as urgent as it seems.
No, I totally agree.
The world
agree.
Does survive.
It does, and it keeps going.
How can people connect with you?
Anytime, give me an email. My email is heather.mcardle@boi, so it's heather.mcardle@boi.com. Give me a line anytime on the email. It's absolutely no problem. I'll do what I can for anybody, and we're always here to support and do what we can here in the workbench as well in Bank of Ireland.
Totally, and definitely go to the bankofireland.com site or boi.com site and check out Workbench. It's awesome. And one thing I definitely have to share that Heather told me that I haven't been able to get the exposure from or the interaction with yet, because I've just been sitting here for the day, but is you guys do a lot of events. I'm like, You hope, like, if I wanted to do an event in Dublin, I should really think of Workbench as a resource to do those events. Can you tell me, because there's probably a lot of people that travel that want to do these community events and would have no idea what venue space to look for.
That's what we have as well. We actually double up. We do three things. We're the Workbench, and we're an event space, and we're a bank. So the event space is there. It's free of charge to customers and non-customers. So you don't even have to be a customer of Bank of Ireland, which everyone's like, what? But no problem. problem. And what we will do is to support the businesses. If you want to hold an event or get networking events, anything like that, we can host that for you. We can supply canopies, wine reception, whatever you need as well. So we can do that absolutely no problem, free of charge. We also have a nice added bonus even during the week. If you want, you can give us your company logo and we can put it on display and advertise for you during the week.
I mean, we work hard for those company logos.
And it's amazing. It gets a lot of positive feedback because obviously customers come in, they think it's just a bank, they come in and see other companies' logos, and it obviously helps companies as well. So, you know, with the event space, we have a lot of things there going for people. If they want to use it, absolutely give me a line there on the email. It's no problem. And we'll look after you as well.
You know, what's funny is with my other podcast, the We Are Light Tech podcast, we had a podcast launch party. It was like 150 people, really successful in Los Angeles. And this podcast, the Women in Tech podcast, as you saw, was just featured at the top of iTunes, which is insane.
Well done.
And I haven't had any celebratory party for it. I haven't had a launch party for the podcast. I haven't had a maybe I'll come back to Dublin and we'll do the official like Women in Tech podcast celebratory party.
I think that would be awesome. You know? We could start off here and then we'll show you the scenes of Dublin as well.
That'd be amazing.
We'd supply the canopy, maybe a wine and a Prosecco to celebrate. But I definitely think you should celebrate. That's an amazing achievement.
I think it would be so cool.
Welcome back.
Definitely. I love Dublin. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast.
Thanks
and for hosting all the interviews today. Like, I mean, this has been like, you've really been a doll. Like, it's not easy to coordinate in a foreign city. And it's not easy to do these interviews and exert my voice all day long.
Yeah.
And you've made it just a dream. So thank you. I appreciate
welcome.
It.
You're welcome. An absolute pleasure. Genuinely. Thank
awesome.
You.
Awesome. All right. Well, you guys, if you want to connect with more incredible women in tech like Heather, be sure to go to the Women in Tech Facebook group, which is womenintechvip.com. That takes you directly to the Facebook group, womenintechvip.com. And I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Thank you.
This episode of the Women in Tech Show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech Show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon. The Women in Tech Show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production.